There are also places like Comic-Con, where it's kind of expected that you've seen the latest Avengers movie. You kind of have to have seen it if you're going to go there, because that's what everybody's going to talk about.
Welcome to A Book and a Dream with Megan O'Russell, an author's adventure in writing, reading, and being an epic fangirl.
Hello, my name is Megan O'Russell, and welcome to episode 69 of A Book and a Dream. Spoilers, love them or hate them, they can tank a fandom. Now, if you're not familiar with what a spoiler is a description of an important plot element in a TV show, book, or film that can decrease the suspense or surprise when people have it ruined for them. Now, there is a lot of controversy, surprisingly, around spoilers. I've never been a spoiler fan. I want to experience things sequentially as I move through a series or book or film or whatever. I want to get the surprise as it happens. Unless it's a horror movie, then they're all bad surprises. There's a reason I don't watch horror movies. Anyway, but it turns out that there are actually some people who love spoilers. Strange, but let's dive into why that is. The people who spoil things, now granted, spoiling is not like spoiling someone's birthday party. People who plant spoilers on the internet have long been my arch nemesis. Now, there are varying degrees of how this happens. There are the people who were driving by Harry Potter book releases screaming who died and on what page. Not cool peeps. There are also people who tweet or post on Facebook about something that happened in a TV show as soon as they're done watching it or while they're currently watching it, which for someone who generally works nights in theater means that everything's going to get spoiled for me because I can't watch until after I'm out of the show. So avoiding social media, which is really hard when you're an author so your business is on social media, is the only choice. There are also some mainstream websites that post spoilers all the time. The Yahoo homepage ruins everything. WandaVision, they post so many things. It's just ridiculous. Now, on the side of people who love spoilers, which is still shocking to me, though there are a few good points. Even if you're just looking at the world of books, narrow it down to YA books, narrow it down to YA fantasy books, there are more books available on Amazon just in that genre than anyone could ever read in a lifetime. And that's not taking into account little things like movies, TV shows, needing to sleep, or hold down a job. It would be literally impossible to go through all the books in that genre. So some people who are a fan of spoilers are fans because it helps them get through more media. So rather than watching the entirety of Game of Thrones, they just ask their friends how it ends. They ask for a few major plot points so that they can feel like they understood what was happening. Now, are they getting the whole experience? No, but they're saving themselves hours and tears and liver damage by having it described to them instead of, you know, the red wedding. There are also some people like my mother who loves spoilers. Not that she likes to read them on the internet. She purposely goes through media out of order. Yeah. Like, back when books on tape were, like, on the CDs, she would put the CDs in different orders, especially on mystery books. Because for her, it's not about finding out things sequentially. She likes to get the whole story, but then she can guess how people got to the last page. It makes it more interesting for her to guess why all the plot twists happened and how they ended up with everyone dead on the floor. I don't really get it, but it brings her joy. So there's another pro vote for spoilers. Now, while I am generally against spoilers, at least for me personally, though I do understand the reason why some people like them, we can't have complete silence about published series. Why? Silence kills fandom. If people were never supposed to talk about the fact that Daenerys Targaryen ended up with a dragon, we would have to remain completely silent about Game of Thrones, because you can't really talk about it without giving some minor spoilers. Now, that's not saying that you should walk around telling everyone who ends up on the Iron Throne. That just means that sometimes some plot points have to go out into the universe. And it also means that there have been wonderful niches that have developed on the internet. There are fan groups on Facebook for specific series where you can talk about all the spoilers you want and bond with people. There are also places like Comic-Con where it's kind of expected that you've seen the latest Avengers movie. You kind of have to have seen it if you're going to go there because That's what everybody's going to talk about. So in those environments, spoilers should be expected and accepted. It would be the same thing as going to Harry Potter World, which normally I'd feel bad about kind of spoiling things or talking about something that happened so late in a book series, but I don't care anymore. But you couldn't go to Harry Potter World in Orlando and not know that Harry ends up on the Quidditch team, or makes it to his fifth year, or that they go to Gringotts looking for things that they have to destroy in the last book. That's right, it's all in the theme park. So if you're going to choose to expose yourself to this major fandom experience, you kind of have to know enough about the series to get through, or have decided that you just don't care and want butterbeer. Now, for people who love spoilers and really just want to dive into them, but they don't know a lot about things, not a lot about things, but a lot about specific books, I do have two podcasts to recommend to you. If you want to hear people talk about book spoilers and just dive right on in, whether or not you've read the book, check out the YA Book Chat podcast. They go into a different book every week. It starts spoiler free so that if you decide, ooh, this sounds really good, I want to read it without any spoilers, then you can stop the podcast, read the book, and then go back for the in-depth discussion. Or if you're like, I'm never going to get to read this book, give me the 50-minute summary while I make dinner, then you can listen to the whole episode whether or not you've ever read the book. It's up to you. Those are the kinds of spoilers you can choose to indulge in. Also, if you want a show that goes crazy in-depth into a series, in a good way, you should check out the Prince Kai Fan Pod. They go chapter by chapter through the entire Lunar Chronicles. So if you wanted spoilers and wanted someone to dissect a series you've never even read, that would be a great opportunity for you to dive in and have no idea what's happening. Of course, if you're a fan of the series, it's amazing because then you get to, you know, theorize about what's coming next and the depth and meaning behind the green curtains. Curtains. Now, as an author, I'm not a big fan of spoilers for my work. Yes, I can't control how readers read the books. Thanks for reading the last page first, Mom. But it's my job to be my reader's tour guide. So I create my books in an order. I am leading them on a journey with my characters. I am their tour guide. It wouldn't make much sense if I took them in the wrong order. It's going to lessen their grief, their awe, their humor, because they're not getting all the plot points where I conveniently place them along the path to lead the way. Think of it this way. If I were taking you on a tour of a grand palace, I could take you in the back service entrance. Sure, we could walk through the back and end up in this grand hall. Cool. But if I take you in from the front, you get the glorious opening with the view of the chandelier and the staircase and all those other things. So you get that moment of wonder and awe. Yeah, you end up in the exact same place as the people who came from the servant staircase, but you don't get the full experience because you didn't walk the path that was architecturally designed to make you go, ooh, royals be fancy. So what are your thoughts on spoilers? Do you love spoilers that you can absorb media more quickly? Do you love to read books in strange orders that you can decide why the author did what they did? Or are you a traditionalist who likes to go from chapter one and end up at the end with lots of surprises, tears, and heartache in between? Let me know. You can put it in the comments below or flip over to social media, depending on what platform you are, because this podcast slash video ends up everywhere. So whatever platform you like, you can probably find me. So don't forget to like and subscribe on your favorite platform and find me on social media. I am also thrilled to announce that there is now a special Facebook group for my readers. It is the Megan O'Russell Fantasy Seekers group. Now, why is this super important and fun? Because this group will be given free copies of some of my short stories. They'll all be uploaded there soon. They are going to be given first dibs on review copies of new books, including audiobooks, that are coming up. There's going to be fun giveaways like canvas maps of Ilbrea, signed copies, all kinds of fun things. There will be fun facts and behind-the-scenes peeks and all kinds of great things. So head on over to Facebook, look up Megan O'Russell's Fantasy Seekers, because you are not going to want to miss out on the excitement. Starting with, of course, review opportunities for Heart of Smoke and Soul of Glass. So check it out on Facebook, Megan O'Russell's Fantasy Seekers. You'll find me there. Until next time, may your life be spoiler-free. Or filled with spoilers if that's how you choose to be happy. Bye-bye!